USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is reporting some illegal immigrants will be welcomed to Harrisburg. As part of the Biden administration's open border policy, the federal prison in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania sent 8 staff and 2 buses Monday to Del Rio, Texas to pick up and transport these people to the Keystone State. The Bureau of Prisons sent approximately 100 staff to provide transportation assistance at the border in Del Rio. How many were going to be picked up and transported was not revealed. After being inundated by 2 tropical storms that submerged basements, cracked home foundations, and destroyed belongings, residents in the northeastern United States are being hit with another unexpected blow. Thousands of families are now responsible for financial losses because they didn't have flood insurance. Most of those caught off guard by Hurricane Ida and Tropical Storm Henry lived in areas outside of coastal flooding, making flood insurance an afterthought. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins, or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Congress is moving toward a government shutdown and debt default roughly a week before federal agencies will be forced to shut their doors as American tax dollars dry up. The Senate will vote on a partisan plan as soon as Monday on a bill sent over by congressional Democrats that would fund the government into early December and suspend the debt ceiling through 2022. The current debt of the United States is over $28 trillion. As the Biden administration tells Americans Haitian immigrants were being sent back to Haiti, the truth is that's not what's happening. Dan Araki reports.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti.
We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exogen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Exogen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The one person who should know how many illegal immigrants are being released into the United States is claiming ignorance to lawmakers and says he does not know. Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has been on the job since early February. Rosendo Hinosa, retired Border Patrol chief, tells Fox News this infiltration at the border is not acceptable.
It's hard to believe that those numbers aren't being documented. Every apprehension goes into the system. Every release goes into the system. Everything's cataloged. So for somebody to say that they have no idea, I think it's a little disingenuous. Well, who knows? And that's the problem. Initially, the story was that we were having extradition flights from the United States to Haiti, and then all of a sudden you hear that we're releasing them into the interior of the United States, and they're giving them a notice to respond instead of a notice to appear, which doesn't have the same legal weight as a notice to appear. So if somebody doesn't show up to their court date or their immigration appointment, then we can issue a warrant of arrest for them. With this notice to respond, it's more like on good faith, and we've seen how that works out. Well, in the old days, it was more like 95% that didn't show up. So maybe process has improved. That baffles me. Usually you have an administration and we all have different political philosophies on whichever side of the aisle you're on. But border security is not a political issue. Border security should be everybody's concern.
Sure. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.